Shyamalan, like him, sweetest friends. This year should be his first was Ramin Armour, Sushi Yukio, and Lili Nishmas, Bati Esther, Basev Dov. Chazal tell us that a Shifcha Su'al Ayam would even Yecheskel didn't see. She was on a higher level than the Nevi'im. Pasuk says, as Yashir Moshe of an Israel, usually when we talk about B'nai Yisrael, talking about higher level of B'nai Yisrael. And here, the Az Yashir Moshe of B'nai Yisrael is talking even about the Shivcha. So why the emphasis on the Shivcha? We also have to understand, Al Shenit Chadesh in Yan Zeh, we have the Chiddush over here, that there's a Shkilus, there's an equation of Moshe Rabbeinu to B'nai Yisrael. Az Yashir Moshe uvinei Yisrael, there's an equality made between an equation made between Moshe and the Jewish people. And not only that, but it's in the context of saying Shira. They all said the same Shira. Yachat kulam hodu v'imlichu, like we say in Davening. So the union is as follows, says the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, that this Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf was different than all the other Nisim. That had Moshe not done a pu'ula to bring back the water would have stayed split. Moshe had to do a special pu'ula, the water go back to the way it was. And even though the rule is shanes lo yasmid, that miracles don't keep going, they're only temporary. And yet, here it would have been permanent. So from this we see that the Yam got a new nature, received a new nature. It must be that this new nature of the Yam is receiving its sustenance from the nature of the world, La'asid Lavo, after Yemos HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'haya Hemshech Kan, Me'inyan hitavut v'yitzira. So, this is, we discussed this in another shir based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, that what's going on with the Yam here is that the Yam is getting the Teva that it's going to have in the future, and it's also reverting back to the past before the Chet, when the Teva of the world was different. Kenyan Shanema Matitzak Eli. What is Matitzak Eli? Don't cry out to me, because it's up to me, not to you. Because this is Nogea to Maisa Bereshis, so it's Nogea to Hashem, and it's beyond us. And that's why the Yam would have gotten this super Teva of remaining split, because we would have gone to the state of pre-Chet, and Lasid Lava. And so to Yisro relates to the Amais of Kriyas Yamsuf. It was Mida Keneged Mida, Kibadavra Shazadu Aleim. What they did to you, they tried to drown you in the sea, they were drowned. And from this Yisro knew, Ki Gadol Havoya Mikol Elokim, that God is greater than all the other gods. Ritzon Aleima. Shira'ah. B'kriyat Yam Suf, Hanhaga Shel Shem Havaya, Hamehavakol. He saw in Kriyas Yam Suf, the Hanhaga of the Shem Havaya, that creates everything. Ki Gadol Havaya, Mikol Elokim, Shem Havaya, Yudim Nenehe, and Nenevav Nenehe, is the name that creates meaning. Then Mida Keneged Mida is Shayich in a place where there is Hanhaga that includes all the midas, in order that through this it can be similar to each person, it can mimic each person according to his deeds. In other words, when you go to the place of Shem Havaya, which is the place of creation, you're going to the place of Mida Keneged Mida, because Mida Keneged Mida is called Echad Lefi Midasa. So you go to that place of Mida Keneged of Shem Havaya, and then you get to Mida Keneged Mida, because then everyone gets it fi der mida. Whatever mida needs to come out, it's going to come out because you're in the place of havaya. Ki gadol havaya is above any specific mida. Now he can reflect back any mida. Not only that, we see in the Yerushalmi, Shkalim 1:3, Agabi minyan b'nei Yisrael u'machtzis hasheka. Kol ha'ovar al pkudim. What does it mean, kol ha'ovar al pkudim? Kol de'ovar b'yama. Anybody who passed through the sea. Meaning that even though Kohanim and Levim aren't counted with the rest of the Jewish people, nevertheless they give the machtzis hashekel because they were avri avar di biyama, because they passed through the sea. And the explanation would appear to be that through the fact that they passed through the sea, that created the maila of the rabbim b'soich hayochid v'chol yochid. Yechidusoi nikeres b'soich kol harabim. But since they passed through the sea, that created the maila of the rabim within the yachid, and every yachid, his uniqueness is now recognizable within the rabbin. When it comes to the number of the Jewish people, Ramban writes by Midbar 145 that they passed before Moshe, and now they have zchus harabim b'mispachim. They have the merit of the community in their numbers, and this flows directly from Kriyas Yamsuf through Machzis HaShekel. Was created a tzibur of all of the yechidim together. All of the parts are going into the totality. And the yam is a place of totality, of eskalalus. Kol hanecholim holchem al yam, all the rivers go to the sea. And now there is a pathway and a specific place in the covered world of the yam for every shevet individually. So it emerges that on the first night of Pesach, there was an avodah derech haprat, L'mishpachoseichem, Shmos 12:21, and a Pesach can't be with two chaburis, deal with your own chabura, Psachim 86b, and the Hallel that was said with every chabura for itself. Every chabura said their own Hallel according to their own tefisa of every yachid in his chabura, and that expanded until the 7 days of Pesach to include everybody. And now they said Shira, and everybody was mechaving to what their friend said, and Moshe Rabbeinu included everybody. So again, what was happening here was that on one hand they have their individuality, which was expressed in the Korban Pesach, everybody in their own chabura, and then they go to the sea, which is a place of iskalus. So that's what we said before. Malat. Now we have the maila of all of the rabbim in every individual, and every individual, his yechidus is recognized among the rabbim. In other words, everybody's included now in everybody else. It isn't just the yachid on his own, but rather it's the yachid as part of the rabbi. First day of Pesach, they're yachidim, and then they go into the sea. Kol hanecholim holchem alayam. And through their going to the sea, everyone's individuality within the rabbim, as part of the rabbim, as being, as receiving the hashpah of the rabbim, is now recognizable. Because now we're more connected to the Rabbim, and that's what it says in the Ramban. When they went, came before Moshe, they have zchus ha-Rabbim b'mesparim. They have the merit of the many in their numbers. Because at Kriyas Yamsuf, they went to this place of iskalus, of inclusion. So now they're all included together. B'zeo perush ma'ashokosuf ba'medrash, she'yesh gibur she'noseh kol mi she'lo yachlu she'shim ribo v'isa. ובסיני שישי שמרי בו פחד ובאמו קרב אותו ושמע משה לבד וישמע. It's like the Medrash that there's a Gibor that he is able to bear what all of the 600,000 are not able to bear. And where did that happen? That happened at Sinai. When they were afraid, they were afraid of the kolos. And they said, you go close in here. And Moshe Rabbeinu did. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do what the 600,000 were not. And the kash is well known. Ena mashal domen el nimshal. Because he wasn't taking upon himself the burden of 600,000. Because when the 600,000 heard, it wasn't like one was making it lighter on the other. They were all picking up a package, then they'd be making it lighter on the other. But when they're hearing, they're not making it lighter on the other. So what's this mashal that a gibor is carrying what 600,000 can't carry? He wasn't carrying what 600,000 can't carry. When they were listening as individuals. So an individual wasn't able to hear it. Moshe Rabbeinu was. So what's this mashal of the gibor who's no say what 600,000 can't carry? So the explanation would appear to be that if the 600,000 were here alone, everybody would be makabel his chelik in Torah, the chelik that's special for him. And when they said to Moshe that he will hear in their place, so Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel the chelik of all of them. And that's mamish dugmas hamashal. If the 600,000 people would have heard, everybody would have gotten his chelik alone in Torah. And therefore, each person would have carrying a little bit of the burden. So it would have been 600,000 people, each one with his own chelik. And now that Moshe Rabbeinu heard, he was carrying the chelik of all 600,000. He got all of their chalakim. It's mamash dugmas hamashal. He was carrying what they weren't able to carry. And so it appears we see in Chazal, Medrash Shmuel, if you see a generation that is lax in learning Torah, amod ata v'hachzek ba, v'ata notel schar k'neged kulam, she'en in yano maten schar levad, ela she'atorah nishbas l'kulam, Yemein chaver uzocha lechelko amiyuchad lo, az yiska bo ze shemoyser nafshar aleo. Kol ze kanal sheniskal lukulam biyachad b'seich olam amechusa v'akol elo shenikra yam. And if you see a door that's weak in Divrei Torah, you should stand up and strengthen it, and you get the schar of everybody. So it's not talking only about matan schar, but rather the Torah is mushba to everybody. And if they're weak, the person who most is nefesh, he gets everybody's chelak. Because again, we were all miskala, we were all included in the olam ha-mechusa, that's called yam. So what happened at the yam was that we have this miskalus, that we're all intertwined, we're all meshed together. And memela, if one person doesn't take the chelak of his chelak, then his friend can get it. And if nobody is taking it, then one person can take it for everybody. And that's what we see about Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, that he took everybody's chelek together. Kitzuras oisios ha-sefer harehi gam ken kacha, she'ashachor shel ha'ot hu gilui prati shel ol prati, aval kol ha'otiyot mitchabrim u'mitztarfim al yedei she'kulam mesubavim ba'halavan, shu chelek ha'nestar u'mechuseh kamo hayam. We see this in the Tzuras HaOisyos, that the black of the letter is an individual revelation of an individual light. But all of the letters combined together, because they are all surrounded by white, which is the Chelek HaNistar, and that's covered like the Yam. This white is like the Yam, and that's what brings everybody together. And that's this hiddenness of everybody uniting together, the kolchos of everybody together. And that's the Yom Kol Ha'Ovar Al HaPkudim, called the Ovar B'Yama. But this is when the Jews all combine together. So every white letter, every dark letter, black letter has its own or. And then you have the white, they're all Mesubah V'Lavan, which brings them all together. That's the Chelek HaNistar, that's covered by the black. We have Shiras Hayam, there's a lot more white than black, a lot of empty spaces. And that shows that there's much more of a Gilui of the Chelek HaNistar into the letters of Gilui. And therefore, since they all said together, they said Shira, that's the Ikar Hadgasha, that's the primary emphasis that appeared when Zchus HaRabim b'Mispara. They all received the Chelek of everybody else. And therefore the Shivcha was massive with everybody else. In other words, since they're at a time now of inclusion, they're all included together, they're all together in this Yam, in this depth of Nistar, of hiddenness, that they all were able to tap into that hidden world, and Mela, the Shivcha, received with everybody else. And that's Dugmas, what it says, Lasid Lava, one of my favorite psukim in Tanakh, that nobody's going to teach anybody else, Ki kulam yedu oisi l'mikotnam v'ad godlam. Everybody's going to know me from the smallest to the biggest. Jeremiah 31:33. And the world is going to be filled with knowledge of God like water fills the sea. So we're all going to be in that world of the sea, in that place that brings us all together. That Olam Hamachusa. And we're going to have that Shefa. Lasid Lavo, and nobody's going to have to teach anybody else. B'cheinu ba'osios hadibu, shemibchinat nekudot she'al yideihem yotzei hadibu, rei kol nekuda levada, v'ilu b'nigun, rei hu hemshech echad mechuba. V'zeh inyan ha'posek, toirei zov na'ase loch, im nekudos ha'kosef. Shenekudos ha'kesef ha'isa bizis mitzrayim, v'toirei zov shutach shit echad, the Kriyas Yamsuf, like we spoke about in previous Shiurim. We have Oisius HaDibur, these are like Nekudas. That's the Dibur, it's different points. But the Nigan brings it all together. The Nigan brings all of these Osios together. Makes it into one unit. And that's Torah Zav Nazlach and Nekudas HaKesed. And Nekudas HaKesed is Bizim Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we were just nekudos, like we saw by the Korban Pesach. We were individuals, we had our own chaburas. And then Torei Zov, that's Bizis Hayam. And the Tol is like a line, that's one tachshit. And that's when it all comes together, that's at Kriyas Yamsuf. V'sha she'ola b'dayto lo mar shira, perush she'aliyah b'da'ato, yibo oisoim mokum b'leiv she'kulam nechlolam yachad. When Moshe Rabbeinu thought to say Shira, this means that, right, as Yashir Moshe, Allah B'dayta Lomar Shira. It's in that place in the heart where everybody combines together. And that's a place that reaches until Tchias HaMeisim. So he was in that place in the heart that everybody's Nichol B'yacha. And that's Tchias HaMeisim. Where everybody is together, that's Lasid Lava. And with this Hargasha that everybody is united, they all see it together. Even the Shivcha is part of that. Even she saw what even Yecheskel didn't see. And everybody said together, Moshe Ovenei Yisrael Lecha Anushiu. So we had this point of this kalus of everybody coming together. So in this Maimer, we saw in a flaws, we saw why the Shivcha was able to see, but even Yecheskel couldn't see, what the Nevi'im didn't see. Because it was Iskala, so all the Jewish people were now elevated to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Yashir in Moshe Rabbeinu's heart. It came to a place where everybody was combined together. Allah b'libo she Yashir, b'leiv Moshe Rabbeinu, she kol al kula b'yachad. It's interesting, it says a king, his leiv is leiv kol ka'al Yisrael. It's everybody together, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, as we've discussed in our other shiurim. We have the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, that this was a new Teva, it would have stayed that way. That connects to Lasid Lavo, where the world's going to have a new Teva. And therefore, here also, this is we were in a state of lasid lava. That's why everybody knew God. Mikatan bar gadla. Everybody was able to sing together. Gadol havaya mikol kim. Yisrael heard about this havaya as a place of iskalus kol amidos. Therefore, can go meet a meet against everybody, corresponding to everybody. Suris osios is the nekudas hapratios, the white is the nekuda okalelis. Shishim ribo. They all have their own chelik, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zochah to the chelik of all of them at Har Sinai. Karban Pesach, where the individual, the chaburas, and then Kriyas Yamsuf was everybody together. Everybody's yechidus was now, yonik was now receiving a sustenance, connecting to the rabbin. Yachad kulam hodu v'michu v'yamu. Everybody came together. Ki kulam yadu asem akotem ha'gadlam amalor atzdei as Hashem kumayim yom v'chasim. That happened in the yam. The yam is the place of iskalus of kol ha'nacholam hochim al ha'yam. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.